Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce podcast. Today, we'll explore the breakup of Lily Allen and David Harbour, her new album, West End Girl, and the broader themes of betrayal, boundary setting, and emotional processing in high-profile relationships. So Allen's album delves into how, despite an agreement for non-monogamy, boundaries were crossed, and she felt compelled to express the betrayal through her music. So, you know, I mean, I think that artists do that often. I think people want to often express their feelings about a betrayal. And obviously, some individuals have more of a platform with which to do so. She claimed he was a sex addict. Lily has stated the album was not about revenge, but about processing deep emotions. But when those emotions become public, what are the legal, reputational, and personal implications? And it can be a dangerous, slippery slope for you to go through. Obviously, you're married. And when you make such statements, your defense, if you are sued, is that it was true. How much of it are you going to prove? I don't know. So anyway, it's interesting because she's like, these were just about my feelings and emotions, which anyone can do. And if someone draws the conclusion that was based on her husband, who is soon to be her ex, they do that, but she hasn't outright said it was about him. So there's a lot of potential legal landmines you can step into when doing that. But I mean, generally, he's an actor and not known as some, you know, highly morality person. Probably does him well, right? No press is bad press. So we shall see. But in high visibility splits where one party uses music, art, or social media to process the breakup publicly, you know, people ask, well, how does that affect property division, maybe reputational damage, or even settlement leverage? That's where it gets sticky because remember, in a divorce, it's going to be about assets, liability, money. All right. Now, did that affect his earning capacity? And frankly, if it's going to lower it, is that going to affect your potential settlement property? It might, but maybe she's thinking, I don't care. If the album does really well, then I'll be fine. Album also, though, was that written under marital times before the divorce was finalized? Does he have a claim to any of those proceeds? I don't know. Very interesting. He's going to be angry if he was portrayed in a poor light. So maybe so. You know, then women ask, what strategies, you know, can they employ to protect themselves emotionally and legally when infidelity or betrayal involves overlapping businesses, fame, or multiple partners? Well, I think, you know, as we talk often, you need to have your close friend support system, confidants nearby and helpful, and need to recognize, how is this going to affect me publicly, particularly if, you know, it's going to be out there as to what was going on. You know, women sometimes really get the short end of the stick on that, especially on reputation issues. So you really want to be careful, because sometimes you open that door and you start exposing things, the backlash can be worse, and it can affect you, even as the one saying, I'm just, you know, getting rid of my, expressing my feelings and sharing what I was going through. It opens the door to a lot of sometimes negativity that you didn't want. I hope this has been helpful for any of our listeners who may have questions about or are going through this right now. If you want more, go back and listen to our full episode 190, Divorce, Betrayal, and Healing, How to Navigate Sexual Addiction in Marriage. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.
This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not an advertisement for legal services. The information provided on this podcast is not intended to be legal advice. If you have a legal issue, please contact an attorney in your local jurisdiction. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are solely those of the individuals and do not represent the views or opinions of the firms or organizations with which they are affiliated. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Any editing, reproduction, or redistribution of this podcast for commercial use or monetary gain without the expressed written consent of the podcast's creator is prohibited.